So Hisham said, أنا لا أعرفه. I don't know who's this youngster. وكان الفرزدق حاضرا. Farazdaq, the famous poet, was present. He said, Your Majesty, if you don't know him, so what? إن كان هشام لا يعرفه فأنا أعرفه والدنيا كلها تعرفه. Listen, if you don't know this youngster, it doesn't make a difference. He's not known in the peers, he's not known in the clubs, he's not known in the pubs. But he's known amongst the ulama, he's known amongst the malaika. Then he said, هذا الذي تعرف البطحاء وطأته والبيت يعرفه والحل والحرم هذا ابن خير عباد الله كلهم هذا التقي النقي الطاهر العلم هذا ابن فاطمة إن كنت جاهله بجده أنبياء الله قد ختموا فليس قولك من هذا بظائره العرب تعرف من أنكرت والعجم كلتا يديه غياث عم نفعهما يستوكفان ولا يعروهما عدم سهل الخليقة لا تخشى بوادره يزينه إثنان حسن الخلق والشيم ما قال لا قدت إلا في تشهده لولا التشهد كانت لاءه نعم عم البرية بالإحسان فانقشعت عنها الغياهب والإملاق والعدم إذا رأته قريش قال قائلها إلى مكارم هذا ينتهي الكرم يغضي حياء ويغضى من مهابته فما يكلم إلا حين يبتسم مشتقة من رسول الله نبعته طابت مغارسه والخيم والشيم Where do I start translating? I swear by Allah, my young boy, if you hit a bulletin and you came in the sporting magazine, or you were selected in the school, nothing can dare come close the praises that Farazdaq said of Sayyidina Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayh. He said, Hisham, let me set the record correctly, as they say. You don't know him, it doesn't make a difference. هذا الذي تعرف البطحاء وطأته. You know what? The Kaaba knows he's coming. والبيت يعرفه والحل والحرم. You hastening to get your hands on the black stone is waiting for his hands to come on. هذا ابن فاطمة, the son of Fatima, بجده أنبياء الله قد ختموا. His grandfather concludes and wraps up the galaxy of Anbiya. فليس قولك من هذا بضائره. So your attitude of I don't know him doesn't make a difference. العرب تعرف من أنكرت والعجم. The Arab and the non-Arab world alike know the man you don't know. كلتا يديه غياث عم نفعهما. His hands are wide open. The makhluk is benefiting from him. When he passed away, it dawned upon people that 100 family sustenance was being provided by him. It surfaced at his death. كلتا يديه غياث عم نفعهما يستوكفان ولا يعروهما عدم. There's no dull day in his life. سهل الخليقة. Simple in his temperament. لا تخشى بوادره. Totally accessible. يزينه إثنان. Everything about him is amazing, but two qualities are salient. الحلم والكرم. Generosity and tolerance. One great scholar was asked, what type of son-in-law should I look for? He said, in one word, a tolerant man. In one word, a tolerant man. Then he goes on to say, مَا قَالَ لَا قَدْتُ إِلَّا فِي تَشَهُدِهِ. In his entire life, he never said no with the exception of tashahud. لَوْلَا التَّشَهُدُ كَانَتْ لَاءَهُ نَعَمْ أَشْهَدُ أَلَّا إِلَهِ. Where you negate other deities, that's the only time he said no. Had it not been here, he would have also said yes. عَمَّ الْبَرِيَّةَ بِالْإِحْسَانِ. The whole creation benefits from him. فَانْقَشَعَتْ عَنْهَا الْغَيَاهِبُ وَالْإِمْلَاقُ. غَيَاهِبْ أي الظلام, إملاق أي الفقر, وَالْعَدَمُ. By his presence, Allah has alleviated darkness and ignorance. إِذَا رَأَتْهُ قُرَيْشٌ قَالَ قَائِلُهَا إِلَى مَكَارِمِ هَذَا يَنْتَهِي الْكَرَمُ. When this young boy walks, then every Qurayshi youngster feels honored. There's our young man. He represents us. This is the pinnacle of character. This is impeccable, flawless character. إذا رأته قريش قال قائلها إلى مكارم هذا ينتهي الكرم يغضي حياء ويغضى من مهابته. He drops his gaze out of modesty. People drop their gaze before him out of his awe. فَمَا يُكَلَّمُ إِلَّا حِينَ يَبْتَسِمُ. You'll only speak to him when there is a broad smile on his blessed face. مُشْتَقَّةٌ مِّن رَسُولِ اللَّهِ نَبْعَتُهُ طَابَتْ مَغَارِسُهُ وَالْخِيَمُ وَالشِّيَمُ. His roots are from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Blessed indeed are his ascendants and noble indeed are his descendants. This is respect. But what it came? He was standing in the haram making the ibadat of Allah. Tawus ibn Kisan seen this young boy crying profusely. Profusely. I have interacted with youth that have cried on the loss of a partner and a job. One was sympathizing with his pain, but for me the greater pain was, where is the tears of this boy being wasted? If he could just divert the tears out of the fear of Allah. In Tanbihul Ghafilin there is a narration, when the dwellers of hell from this ummah, Allah save us, will come at the edge of hell, they will ask Malik, who is in charge of hell, spare us a minute, we want to vent our tears and we want to cry our heart out. So Malik will say, listen, ultimately I obviously, you know what, have to put you into hell, but if you want to cry, cry and lighten your burden. So they'll start crying. Malik will make a profound statement. He will say, ما أحسن هذا البكاء لو كان في الدنيا. Brilliant indeed are the tears. The venue is wrong. The venue is wrong. If only you could shed a fraction of this in this world, you would have been in Jannat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. Study every verse where Allah expounds on paradise. But I get the description bubbling in this verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى. Those for whom we have decreed nobility, virtue and paradise. أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ. We will not disturb their pleasures with the moans of the dwellers of hell. أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا. On the first night, why do we look for an exotic place? Why? Because when we commence our relation, we don't want to hear neighbors fighting and dogs barking. Allah says, they will not hear the whispers of hell. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. And Allah says, you ask me and I will give it to you. So anyway, after he completes his tears and he ends his dua, Ta'us ibn Kisan comes to him and he says, you know what? I seen you crying like this. وَلَكَ ثَلَاثُ فَضَائِلْ أَرْجُوا أَن تُؤَمِّنَكَ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. But you got three privileges. I think you can sigh with relief. There's no need for you to exert yourself to the extent you've exerted yourself.